For 180 years, St. Joseph Catholic Church has been a vibrant, active part of the Dexter, Michigan community. Today, its main location is on a 46-acre campus at the corner of Mast and North Territorial Roads. But its story actually began in 1840 in a small frame building at the corner of Dexter Town Hall and Quigley Roads in Dexter Township. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Washtenaw Remembered on 1290 WLBY. Cindy Johnson is a longtime parishioner of St. Joseph Parish. Cindy, as we go back in history, we can trace the beginning of St. Joe's to eight Irish Catholic families. It was January 1st, 1840, when they celebrated the first Mass at St. Joseph Parish. Take us back to that time, and what do we know about those early beginnings of the parish?
Well, Lucy, I'm going to take you back even further than that. The history of our church buildings, which you're right, the first church was 1840, to me can't be separated from the history of the parish community. The hard work, the vision, and the community spirit among our parishioners from that first Mass with the eight families to the current Mass is celebrated by over 1,100 families now in our new church has led the Catholics in the Dexter area to be faith-filled, vibrant community parish. And as you know, Dexter Village was founded by Judge Samuel Dexter, who arrived from New York in 1824, and several Irish families settled northwest of the village in the 1830s. Patrick and Rose Levy homesteaded at what's now Island Lake and Dexter Town Hall Road, and they held the first Mass in Dexter at their farm on January 1st, 1836, with those eight families that you talked about. And the Reverend Patrick Kelly, whose home base was actually St. Thomas in Ann Arbor. And during those 4 years, while the little frame church was being built, Father Kelly would come once in a while, not even every Sunday, to celebrate Mass at one of the farmhouses. But like you said, in 1840, the first church was built, and it was just a small wooden frame building, and that was at the corner of Dexter Town Hall and Quigley Roads. And this became the mission church for Ann Arbor. So then we did have a Mass there every Sunday with a mission priest coming out there. And it was also here that the first cemetery was established for the little parish. And many of those tombstones we could salvage because they were sort of scattered all over the grounds there. But we gathered them together and put them in a really nice memorial that you can take a ride out there any time to visit. But the Irish immigrant names were well represented there. And many of those families are still here, a part of the St. Joseph and Dexter communities. And families like the Walsh, Dunlavy's, and McKillen's, to name just a few. But in 1854, that church was destroyed by fire, and unfortunately all the church records as well. But then it was decided to build a new church in the village, since more people were now moving into town. So a parishioner named John Costello, who lived on 4th Street, he donated a big tract of land on the corner of 4th and D Streets for us to build that church. And I don't know if your listeners know, when Judge Dexter laid out the town, he named the streets 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, etc., and then the cross streets were A, B, C, D, E, F, etc. But at some point, the letters became actual streets, so now we have Alpine, Broad, Central, Dover, Edison, etc. So we're now, back then it was called D Street, now it's Dover. But that new frame church they built was meant to be a temporary church because they did want a nice big brick building. They began that in 1872, and it had a steeple of 180 feet, which is a landmark in the village, and it was then, and it really still is now, and it's lit up at night. You can see it coming from almost any corner of the village.
What a rich history that is. 1872
that's only the beginning.
Right. Yeah. The new brick church was built in 1872. And that steeple that everyone knows is a focal point in Dexter, can one go up in that, or is that just a very tall?
When I was researching history back in 1990, I was working on a history book for our 150th celebration in 1990. I did go up in there. You know, it was pretty rickety steps, so I didn't want to go too far. But the bell, our church bell, was up there. And you could go only so far, but it was still a tall way up where you could be like even with the bell, not to the very point of it, but even with the bell. And so, but people really, I mean, nobody really had a need to go up there. A lot of bats lived there, but that was about it. But yes, it wasn't recommended to go up there. I think I probably shouldn't have done that, but anyhow, but yeah, that, yes, you can go up in there if you have permission, I guess.
As we entered into the 1900s, it was 1920 that a parish school was established for St. Joseph Catholic Church. What is that used for today?
Okay, in 1920, we're talking about the little frame building that was the rectory of the church where the priest lived, and it was right on the grounds with the church. But when the new rectory was built, which was also a beautiful stone structure that was put on the front page of the Dexter Leader in 1904, the little frame building that was the rectory got moved across the street, and that became the school in 1920, like you said. There were 50 students. Yeah, it started out with three teaching sisters from Monroe, the IHM order, and 50 students in grades 1 to 8. And back then, even in the 1920s, education was serious to them. And by their second year, they were learning Latin and Greek. They had a 14-piece orchestra. And the students often acted in plays and performed conferences in the opera house that used to be on Main Street right in the village. I have friends that remember those kinds of things. So, yeah, we're going back a long way there.
And the school was actually, let's see, 1920 it was built, but it closed in 1968. And there also was a convent that was built next to the school. So are those buildings still being used today?
Okay, well, the school that started in 1920 was just that little frame building. Students were in the bottom floor. The three teaching sisters lived on the top floor. Then when we started getting more students is when they built the new two-story brick school back on 3rd and D Street. That's now on the same campus as the Village Church, and that was in 1925. So they built a new two-story brick school there, and the teachers continued living in the old little frame building until 1951, when they built the convent, which is between the Village Church and the parish school. So at that time, we had a school, we had a convent, we had the rectory, and we had the Village Church. Then they sold that little house across the street, and it's still there. It's apartments now, private apartments. But what happened to the school was it closed its doors finally in June of 1968 because of the declining enrollment, the lack of teaching sisters available. But the sisters still lived in the convent, and we had religious education programs in that old school. But with the hiring of more church staff in 1985, the convent was converted to the parish office. So now we have the school is the parish hall, and the old convent is the parish offices, which are still in use. We still use that for our offices and for our mailing address. Then the school was turned into a parish center, and that's where we started holding the parish activities, the social hall, social events. We had a huge kitchen put in, and although classrooms were still intact down in the lower level and in the upper level, it was a pretty good-sized school. They had a gym and an auditorium upstairs, but now that's where the youth group meets, and we've made very good use of all these buildings through those years.
You have indeed. We're talking with Cindy Johnson from St. Joseph Catholic Church in Dexter, and to be clear for our listeners, you actually still have two locations. You have what you call the Village Church on 4th Street in Dexter, and you have a country church, and that church was built in 2008 at Mast and North Territorial. Describe what that church looks like.
Oh, boy. That church is big. Our Village Church seats 350 people. The new church seats 700 with space to add on another 300 pew seats if necessary or when necessary. We're growing all the time. The Village Church had 400, 300 families. We now have 1,100 families, And we fill that church. We have three masses a weekend, and we fill that, except for COVID now, you know, like everyone else. But it fills every mass. So we really did need the space. People in the village church were standing in the aisles. They were parking up and down the side street. So we have a beautiful 46-acre spread with a huge, the huge building, which we did want the steeple. We wanted to duplicate that because that was the focal point for so many people for so many years. So we do have a huge steeple on this modern-looking brick church. And what we did to make the connection was bring our bell from the old church over to the new church. We had it completely refurbished. It was from 1885, I think. We had it refurbished, and we brought it to the new steeple, had it put up in there, and now the new steeple is all open so that you can see that bell ringing. It still rings before every Mass, calling the people in, and so you can hear it and see it as well. So that was a nice connection we made.
And Cindy, St. Joe still maintains the original church location in town as well. So what is that used for?
Oh, definitely. Well, we didn't want to like strip the church and bring everything over. So because we knew we would still be using it. So all the statues are there. It's the tons of statues. The Stations of the Cross are gorgeous, three-quarter life size. And we use it constantly. We use it for daily Mass every morning, funerals, weddings. It's open to the public from about 8, well, at Mass time, 8 o'clock in the morning till 4 p.m. that you can go in and say prayers. Sometimes we have special evening services there, like during Advent and Lent, because it's a much smaller space for more contemplative type of prayer. It is used constantly. And we've kept it up. Father Brendan Walsh, the pastor, is very adamant that we keep that church in perfect working condition. So it's a beautiful church.
Is he related to Father Charles Walsh, who was there in the 1930s? Because that grotto, I understand, Father Charles Walsh had actually built that himself with the stones, the grotto that honors the Virgin Mary.
Right. That's a story in itself. At first, the answer is no, they're not related at all. two Irish priests, you know, 100 years apart. But Father Charles Walsh was a builder, you know, active. And actually, Father Brendan's a little bit of a, if you want to say, chip off the old block. He loves to keep busy and active, build as well, hence our new church, which was under his leadership. But yes, Father Charles Walsh, in the 1930s, I'm sorry, I'm getting my centuries mixed up, went to Lourdes, France, where Mary appeared to St. Bernadette, and there was a huge grotto being built there in her honor because she was made a saint in 1835. So he was so inspired. He came back, and he's going to build a grotto by the church, and he did it. He had farmers bring in big stones from their farms. I don't think he built it single-handedly. It's pretty large. But he did a lot of the legwork with that. There's a statue of Mary in the niche, just like in Lourdes, France, and statue of Bernadette praying before her. And we have wonderful parishioners that keep the grounds and the flowers. The garden is beautiful around there. Every season there's something growing it's just gorgeous. They keep a very nice setting for us. And back when it was first built in the 1830s, we actually had pilgrims coming from all over Southeast Michigan to visit it because it was so beautiful and so unique, and many, many May processions there all through the years. If your listeners remember those from the old Catholic days, we had the May processions to honor Mary.
Yes. Our thanks to Cindy Johnson from St. Joseph Catholic Church in Dexter for sharing her historical knowledge of her home parish. There is a beautiful statue of St. Joseph inside the church, arms outstretched. Mm-hmm. As the church website notes, he is waiting to welcome you home. You can find out more online at stjos.com. That's stjos.com. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Washtenaw Remembered on Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY.